Good evening,
good
Rebecca.
Good evening.
And Sam, Misha and Ozzy are here as well. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, Misha ended up with the headphones. That's good. A good compromise between the kids. Ismail, I might start with you. What is Ramadan?
Well, Ramadan is a month that we all fast, and it's basically to feel what the less fortunate feel, so we get to experience what it is like to not eat and drink water from the hours of sunrise to sunset. And it definitely has an effect on you, because it changes the way you perceive everything. As you can imagine, going without food, especially reaching that 10 o'clock morning mark, that's when it starts to dawn on you and you start to feel quite hungry. But it definitely changes your perspective on things, and you feel more spiritually connected. It's a challenge. It's a definite challenge, but it's well worth it.
And it's really interesting. I didn't know that was at the heart of it, to understand feelings of hunger and thirst, and perhaps be able to relate to a person less fortunate than you. Sarah, do you literally go from the night before you have your family meal to the next morning when the sun rises, no more food and drink during daylight hours?
Yes, that's right. We get up before the sunrise prayer, with enough time to have a meal. So we might get up at perhaps 4:30 a.m. at this time of year, have a meal, try to drink as much water as we can, and then we don't consume anything at all until sunset, and then we break our fast normally with water and dates, and then have a meal.
And what about the kids? We've got Sam, who's 11, Misha, who's 6, and Ozzy, who's 4. Do the children participate in Ramadan as well?
No. Possibly at around age perhaps 7 or 8, they might start experimenting with missing a meal or coming into it that way, but they certainly are exempt from the fast. When they get more to Sam's age, he's done a few fasts, and he's done some half days and some full days, and probably will attempt this year to go the whole month. But
he's normally very, very enthusiastic.
Yeah, very enthusiastic.
I'm normally saying, now, Sam, you can break your fast now if you want to. No, Dad, no, I'm going to stay with it.
Sam, why is it important to you to fast?
Fasting just makes me, it makes me feel better inside. And it's hard to explain. It's just, I like fasting. It just makes you feel good inside.
Feel good inside because it makes you think about other people?
Mm.
Mm. What about, do you feel hungry as well?
Yeah. Around the time you usually have morning tea at school, you feel really hungry.
But you can push through that.
Yeah.
Ismail, you were born into a Muslim family. Is it something that you grew up with, and it's always been a part of your life?
No, it actually hasn't. Growing up in the UK and then coming over to Australia at the age of 11, we weren't really practicing. Sarah and myself started practicing 6 years ago, so I'm considered as a revert, where you get quite a wave of that happening in my generation, of people coming back and looking into their religion and... it's been an amazing journey. I think with the whole experience of Ramadan, because you do tend to feel...
Well, we got the kids have got the giggles. That's okay. That's okay. Strangely enough, they're laughing at Kevin Rudd's brother, who's on the TV in the background. I'm not sure why that's funny, but that's okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So I was just trying to say that because your perspective does change so much, you feel quite... sort of out there, not having water, you do have a connection with God. You feel that what's been missing during the year really comes back during that month, because you're feeling really drawn out and you start feeling God, that presence in your life, a spirituality, which is, to me, what it's all about.
And Sarah, what about for you? You converted to Islam around about 6 years ago
as
well?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And why was it so important for you to participate in Ramadan?
Well, it's one of the five pillars, actually. It's obligatory. It's one of those things you must do. So everyone has to have a crack at it. And I certainly don't find it easy, but extremely rewarding, having said that. Definitely in the way that Ismail's mentioned, you feel closer to God. What strikes me particularly is I become aware of my dependence on God. The absence of those provisions that we tend to take for granted, even just for those daylight hours, it tends to make me really aware of, you know, my frailty and my vulnerability and therefore
absolutely
my dependence on God. And also we're encouraged to increase our acts of worship as well and to increase our charity. So while we're also feeling for the poor, we're supposed to be giving to the poor in a greater way than we perhaps would throughout the rest of the year.
You're listening to Sarah and Ismail Mehmet and their children Sam, Misha and Ozzy. The Mehmets are a Muslim family about to participate in Ramadan, which starts this weekend, is that right?
That's right. We believe it's this Friday, possibly, if the moon is sighted this Friday.
Okay, so that's the determination. If you see the moon on Friday night, that means Ramadan begins.
Yes, if it's visible to the naked eye in the local region. Although there's a few different ways of calculating it. Sometimes it's calculated by technology, you know.
You might get a Ramadan app that lets you know. Because otherwise,
there is.
Is there really?
I think there is.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised. So that means Ramadan, the commencement is within about a 24-hour period around the world.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Okay, and right. Back to the practicalities for a second. You said you get up around about 4:30 in the morning and have a meal together then as a family.
Yes.
Then when the sun goes down at the end of the day, do you eat a big meal at night and again later
try
at night?
Try not to. supposed to be a modest meal, but yeah, you know, you do get pretty hungry. And but surprisingly enough, at the end of the month, you have lost weight. Although some people can put on weight.
Right. What about in terms of work? And, you know, life is energetic, especially with three kids. Do you find it difficult with the energy levels?
Yeah, it is very challenging. I run my own company, so I do tend to feel a little lethargic in the afternoon when the sugar levels are really dropping very low. So we do have to make sure we drink plenty of water the night before. Yes, yeah, very challenging.
I remember, I just can't think of his name at the moment. There's a rugby league player, Hazem El-Masri, who talked about he used to do Ramadan during seasons. Mm. So he was running around training in heat and he would not take anything to drink, which his teammates were fairly impressed by. Are there any medical risks for older people who might be trying to not eat or have water during Ramadan?
I think that if you're so elderly and frail that you can't fast without serious threats to your health, then you would be exempted.
Yeah, there are exemptions, absolutely.
And when you said before you're considered a revert, so not every person who is a Muslim does participate in Ramadan, but it's encouraged. Is that the way to look at it?
Well, as a practicing Muslim, you know, you really, you know, I had to use the word should, but if you're practicing, then you would be fasting during that month.
And are there degrees of, are there some people who are more devout than others? For example, some who might say, oh, I'll just have a drink in the afternoon, or is it that if you're doing it, everyone really sticks to it?
Yeah, you do find more devout Muslims, and, you know, if you are struggling, you know, it's not meant to be a real hardship. So, I mean, we are supposed to fast the whole way through. But, you know, like I said, you know, if someone's really struggling and there's medical issues, then obviously, you know, it's recommended that they don't.
I think if you fear for your well-being, then
there may be an exemption there.
Yeah, you'd have to probably ask an imam for the technicalities of the religious law around it.
Exactly.
Misha, you are 6 years old, so you're in grade one. Are you going to participate in Ramadan when you're old enough? She was popping up near Mum before saying, I want to speak.
Maybe she didn't understand, I think. You're going to do Ramadan when you're a big girl? You're going to fast?
I'm taking that as a yes. There's a big smile on her face.
Stage fright.
Are you listening to the Mehmet family who do participate in Ramadan, which begins possibly Friday night if the moon comes out? It's obviously a time that's special to you guys as a family in terms of reflecting and coming closer together with your spirituality. What happens at the end of the month?
At the end of the month, really you're hoping to come out of it a bit better off than you went in. You're hoping to have gained a little bit of mastery over your traits that may be not so positive. Because it's not just about restraining from food and drink, it's about abstaining from losing your temper and this sort of thing as well. So you're hoping just to be that little bit further ahead with your spiritual journey.
So even things like you need to be calmer then, in order to not lose your temper, you need to be calmer in the way that you approach things in life. What else? Actually, Yasmin, who I was speaking to yesterday, who runs Eid Fest, was saying, yes, I think some people don't watch television or pull back from technology, yes, that kind of thing. Yes. Do you do that too?
To an extent, yes. Yeah, you're really trying to focus on the inner.
Improving yourself, getting closer to God. And, it's a great time in the evenings to go to the iftars, which is when we break our fast. We might go to friends' house, or we might go to the local mosques, or travel to the Gold Coast and share the iftar with a great group of friends there. And it's a great time to connect with non-Muslims as well. Mm. We always invite non-Muslims to the mosque. We've had great times in the evenings where the iftars are very warm, very colourful. So we'd like to invite not just Muslims, non-Muslims come along down to the iftar at the Gold Coast Mosque, local mosques in Brisbane. The Eid Fest is a great time to come together. That's on the 25th of August.
You better explain about Eid. That's also something that comes at the end.
Yes, well, that's at the end of Ramadan we celebrate Eid, which is basically celebrating the achievement of fasting the whole month. That's a holy day of Eid, and so it's a lovely day where the kids get dressed up in very colourful clothes, and they wake up very excited because there's lots of presents, and we catch up with all the relatives and friends, go to the mosque in the morning, and it's very colourful, and they love the presents especially.
No doubt. So I guess there's a parallel there to some extent that can be drawn with the Christian celebration of Christmas.
Yes,
Eid is as big a celebration in the Muslim community. Yes. Well, fascinating to hear about what you'll be doing, you and many, many families across Queensland will be doing over the next month or so. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Ismail and Sarah Mehmet and Sam, Misha and Ozzy, who've been very, very good here as well.